This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Douglas Carpin does abortions the way Philadelphia's Kermit Gosnell did before he went to prison. Now the Houston abortionist is being sued by a woman who suffered significant injuries following a botched abortion he performed. Pro-life advocates working to bring Carpin's work out before the public have been assisted by three former employees who tell of their horrific experiences working at the Aaron Women's Clinic in Houston. The girl taken from her parents over two different hospitals' versions of proper medical treatment may get to be with her parents again and be released from a system that she says makes her feel like a prisoner. Her parents, listening to previous doctors, believe their daughter, Justina Pelletier, suffers from a mitochondrial disorder. Since taken from her parents, her health has gone downhill in the care of the state of Massachusetts. The family may hear from a judge on Friday. This is Life News Radio. Abortion is called an intrinsic ill because, unlike many other issues, there is no way to make the direct killing of the most innocent right or moral. It's why there is so much to learn about defending human life in the context of today's acceptance of illicit sex and our willingness to cover up its consequences. Each day, dozens of stories at lifenews.com not only give you the news you need, but the ability to respond well to a culture of death. Be part of a culture of life and learn more about life. Visit lifenews.com today. In other news, the 40 Days for Life campaign now counts 142 babies saved from abortion in the last 2 weeks, and a girl diagnosed with hydrocephalus, or water on the brain, just before birth and referred for abortion has instead been born and is doing fine. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.